that light. Right now, forever will be inside of me, standing as one, one.
Hello, all you beautiful spirits. You are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, your favorite listener-supported radio station, 88.3 FM, and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. WAIF, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airways to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect those of WAIF, its Board of Trustees, staff, or programmers. The opinions expressed on this program are my own views or those of my guest. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in today for our weekly show called Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. We focus here on personal and spiritual growth, on spirituality rather than religion. And we explore ways to actually reclaim the connection and the communication with our own higher selves, with our own inner divinity, and with the power that comes through that connection. Each week I share with you workable, proven methods for experiencing greater peace, greater love, joy, and connection, and how to remove those internal, usually unconscious, obstacles that have actually blocked our connection with that divine source of all life. I believe that it is our God-given birthright to experience inner joy, peace, and unconditional love, to actually feel whole in body, in mind, and in spirit. And if that's what you want, then you're in the right place. And I hope that you and all of your friends join us
every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern
to learn how you can begin living the life you've always wanted to live. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I am an interfaith and metaphysical minister and life coach. And my passion has always been spiritual connection, along with sharing what I've learned in this wild and crazy life I've lived about being happier, healthier, and more at peace inside. And so each week on Inner Divinity, we focus on what works, what actually helps, what really matters, so that we can have not only the energy, but the inspiration to begin living in the ways that we've always wanted to live. I know that each and every one of us is a divinely created being. And that divine spark of life, it's alive in each and every one of us. I know that because without it, we wouldn't be living. We would be what we call dead. We wouldn't be breathing, living, walking, talking. And because of that inner spark of life, that God spark, that inner divinity, we have the choice and we also have the power to bring ourselves up. Sometimes we need a little help, but we can rise up out of depression, out of addiction, anger, grief, any suffering that we may have been experiencing. We can come up out of it. I know that because I've done it, and I've watched countless others do it as well. And so I really hope that you join me here every Wednesday
from 2 to 3 Eastern,
right here on 88.3 FM in Cincinnati, or online at WAIF883.org, as we tap into the power and the beauty and the divine love that actually is animating all forms of life, including yours and mine. There's never really anything that we need to get or gain or even do in order to feel that inner peace or happiness. There's really only stuff that we have to let go of. The stuff that has blocked our awareness of that God energy inside of us. You can call that your higher self, or you can call it Great Spirit, or unconditional love, or divine energy. It doesn't really matter what you call it, but it really does matter if you call on it. Because that divine power that lives in your heart and mine and in everyone else's, that divine power is actually ours as soon as we claim it. And that's really what this show is all about. And so I really want to thank you for listening. And I'd also like to let you know that if you would like some help with getting in touch with that higher self, that inner spirit inside of you, there is a free guided meditation on my website. There's also a whole lot of free information and other tools on my various websites. And you're invited to check those out if you would like to. And it's just my name, Louisa Dyer, LOUISADYER, LouisaDyer.com, LouisaDyer.net, and also TheWowProcess.com. Lots of information on there if you want it. There's also a Facebook page for this show by the same name, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. So if you're on Facebook and you'd like to connect, please do so. I'd love to hear any comments you have about what we've had on the show or what you'd like to see on the show. And I've also been inviting people to share their personal transformational stories, aha moments, anything that's happened that has made you come alive or recognize yourself as the divine being that you are, anything that has really turned your life around for the better. I've discovered over the years that when we hear one another's transformational stories, it wakes us up in a way that just reading an article just doesn't do. And so I invite you to share those stories, and that Facebook page or any of those websites is a way to get in touch with me. And let's see if you would like to be on the radio, either by the phone or come in the station if you're in the area. And so we begin each week, each show, with a little bit of music to uplift our spirits, to really begin to bring body, mind, and spirit into a greater harmony. And I'd also recommend that you let the body move if it really wants to. Because when the body's moving with music, it really begins to feel more strongly the spirit that's animating the body. So I'll be back, and I really hope you join me for today's exploration of how to live a healthier, happier, more centered life. And here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy.
A child of life. A daily expression of that life. Right now, forever will be inside of me, standing as one, one.
I am a
Faith Rivera singing Standing as One. As a child of light, you are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and also live streaming on WAIF883.org. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I am a metaphysical minister and life coach, and I am your host here every Wednesday. Today, beginning at 2 o'clock, and from every Wednesday now on, from 2 to 3 p.m., our show is Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And what we do every week here on the show is figure out ways to tap into that source of all life that lives inside each and every one of us. Whatever you want to call that. You can call that Great Spirit. You can call that Jesus. You can call that good orderly direction. You can call that universal flow. I happen to call that God. I also call it the higher self or the true self. And it lives in each and every one of our hearts. And if it didn't live in your heart, then you would not be what we call living. So I know it's in there. And because of that, we have access to power. We have access to the joy and the beauty and the love that we were created from and through and with, and in which we actually live every day. Because without that source of life inside of us, we just simply wouldn't be what we call living. And when we learn to welcome that connection, that communication even, with that source of life in us, it begins to wake us up. And when we wake up, life looks different. Life feels different. It changes our perspective. And it has been shown in not only all kinds of research, but just common sense would tell you that when you are connected with that source of life inside of you and you have a real sense of being one with that core of your being, that you are going to be healthier in body, in mind, and in spirit. And that's what we focus on here every week. And today we're going to actually be talking about faith. And what that means, and maybe even a little bit about what it doesn't mean. And I've altered our programming a little bit. Next week, we're going to go back to using David Hawkins' book, Transcending the Levels of Consciousness. And we're going to talk about that level of consciousness where desire is, where obsession is, maybe even addiction is. And we're going to talk about how to rise up out of that. But I got so inspired last week with the show that we were doing with Pat Meyer, who told her story of not only overcoming a sexual assault and then healing from sexual abuse in her family, that it actually deepened not only her faith, but it made her into a stronger, clearer person who then was able to rearrange the way that she lived so that now she actually does work that satisfies her soul as well as her everyday living. And I got so inspired listening to her talk last week about how it was her faith that actually was deepened through the whole process, but it was actually her faith that got her through the whole process. And so I really want to spend some time today talking about what faith is and what it means to you. And I want you to really think about that. What is it that you have faith in? Some of us have faith in God. Some of us have faith in philosophy. Some of us have faith in all sorts of different things. We have faith in our beliefs. And what's the difference between faith and belief? We're going to explore some of that today and really hopefully give us all a way to recognize that whether you think so or not, you have a great deal of faith, because if you didn't have faith, you would never take the next breath,
because you have absolute faith that the air is going to be there for the next breath. And you don't even think about it. You take the next breath with no thought whatsoever, with complete faith that the air that you're going to need to breathe is going to be there. So you can't say that you don't have faith. You can say that you might not have thought about it, or you might not depend on it. And that's what I'm hoping to do today, is to really give us a way to depend on our faith so that it becomes a source of strength, because that's what it really is, in my opinion, designed to be. But I also want to let you know about another show here on WAIF. It's called Musician Sisters. For some ear candy from female artists of all genres, from the local to the international level, tune in every Monday from 1 to 3 p.m. to hear Musician Sisters. Listen as your host, Polly Hager, and co-host, David Moss, bring you the best musical selections from female artists from all over, right here on WAIF 88.3 FM Cincinnati. That is also live streaming on WAIF883.org. I also really want to say thank you for the underwriter for this show. WAIF is a 24/7 public radio station, and we exist by donations and underwriting, and we support the community, and the community supports us very well. And so support for this show comes from Grailville Retreat and Program Center in Loveland, Ohio. They offer meeting space for up to 100 people, overnight accommodations for up to 75, and special events for up to 225. They are conveniently located 35 minutes from downtown Cincinnati. Grailville is nestled on 300 scenic and pristine acres of nature trails, pastures, woods, and organic gardens. Tours of the facilities and grounds can be scheduled by visiting grailville.org or by calling 513-683-2340. And I'll spell that for you just in case you don't know. Grailville is spelled G-R-A-I-L-V-I-L-L-E. Their website, again, is just their name, grailville.org. Thank you very much, Grailville, for your support. I really appreciate it. So one of the things last week that Pat Meyer said got her through this assault, sexual assault and rape, was that she felt centered because she had been doing meditation and a lot of really intense spiritual practices. And she believes that the fact that she stayed present and centered during the assault is what helped her walk out of it alive, that she was actually able to talk to the person who was terrifying her and see him as a human being and actually talk to him about God in the process. And one of the ways that she was able to do that was because she had a mantra. And a mantra is a phrase or a sentence that you say over and over and over, and the mantra helps you feel connected with that God source inside of you. And there are thousands of mantras, and the one that she said she used was Om Namah Shivaya, and it means the divinity within me, or God lives inside of me. And I love the way David Primal does that chant, and we're going to hear that chant in a moment so you can have an idea of what Pat was saying to herself that helped her stay centered during that assault and actually helped her walk out of it alive, which I think is pretty miraculous. I have gone through similar situations myself and walked out alive because of faith and because I was able to stay present enough to talk to the person who was being so cruel to me. And when I heard her tell that story, it made me remember that it's important for us to remember that it doesn't matter what is going on externally. If we can stay centered in ourselves, then we have some power to affect what is going on externally. And actually, you know, physics has proven that. It's one of the things that I love about living in the times that we live in now, because as someone who has studied metaphysics and mysticism and pretty much every world religion that there is, I learned a long time ago through various prophets and sages and from reading the Bible and all hundreds of other kinds of spiritual texts, they all say the same thing, really, at the heart of them. They all say that God is in us and that we're in God, that God is everywhere, omnipotent, all the time. And, of course, that has always had to be taken on faith because there was no proof of it. Well, what I love is that I now live in a time where science has actually proven what mystics and shamans and spiritual teachers have taught throughout human history. For 100 years, science has known this. And in the last 50 years, they've actually been able to prove it, that there is one energy in the whole entire universe that everything in the universe is made out of. And that everything in the universe is in and also surrounded by that same energy. I call that love. I call that life. I call that God. That one energy, that's the truth of our universe. There is no getting away from the divine. You can call it whatever you want to. You don't need to have religious connotations. You can just call it life. You can call it good orderly flow. You can call it great spirit. It doesn't matter what you call it. It still exists, whether you believe in it or not. You know, my faith got very, very shaken many times, actually, in my life. I had great faith as a child, and then I suffered horrible abuse as a child, and then I sort of got my faith back, and then I was a drug addict for 20 years and actually overdosed on heroin when I was 19. Actually, I overdosed on heroin 3 times, but the 3rd time, I had a near-death experience, and I died, and I felt like I had a 10 or 12-hour conversation with God when I died. Of course, objectively, in this reality, it was not that long at all. Because then I came back and obviously was not severely brain damaged anyway. I'm sure I lost some brain cells, but not really severely brain damaged. So I couldn't have been really out very, very long. And so that whole experience really let me know that there is no reason to fear physical death. There is no reason to fear a judgmental God, because there wasn't one. All that, you know, here I was, a drug addict, a heroin addict even, and really a miserable human being. And still, I was met with only love and only acceptance. And that really woke up my faith again. And then my faith got shattered a few times after that. But thankfully, there have always been things that have happened, miraculous sorts of things. And one of these days, I might just do a show on telling you about the miracles that have happened. But waking up after that 3rd overdose, that was a miracle. Getting clean off of heroin and how that happened was a miracle. And there have been many more since then. And there were quite a few before then, for that matter. And so I've had lots of experiences that have made my faith really, really strong. Some people don't know that they've ever had those kind of experiences. But I'll tell you, if you don't know that you have faith, or you're wanting something to have faith in, just read a book on astronomy. Just look at how all the stars in the universe that we can see, all the planets, all the suns, all the galaxies, they continue to work exactly the way they've always worked. But everything stays in orbit. There is an order in the universe. That order, if nothing else, you can have faith in that order, because it has been there for thousands, millions, billions, who knows how many years. And that order in the universe, I don't think could be there if there weren't a unifying power in the universe. And so science is actually one of the ways that I regained my own faith by just looking at the fact that the whole universe works perfectly. Whether I'm paying attention to it or not, the universe works perfectly. And if the universe works perfectly, and that energy that runs the universe is also what is running my body and my life, then I can have some faith that my life and my experience in this world is being affected and guided by that same order. So I would invite you to think about, what do you have faith in, and where does that faith come from? You know, when I think about faith, for me, it is about a comfort almost, because of a belief, an understanding of a power greater than myself. It's a power that's in me, but it's a power that is greater than my ego and my little self. And so when I can't find it in me to have that power, I can just look at science. I can look at quantum physics. I can look at how the oceans continue to work the same way they've always worked. I can look at the sun coming up every morning, and I can put my faith in the order of the universe. You know, I've talked to a lot of agnostics and atheists. I even tried to be both of those at various times in my life. And even they have faith. They have faith in what it is that they believe. And so, what is it that you have faith in? That's really the question that I'm posing today. What is your faith in? And what does your faith entail? And how do you know when your faith is shaken? And how do you know, how have you learned to depend upon your faith? I think that is a really interesting question for all of us to ask ourselves. So I'm going to let you think about that a moment, and I'm going to play the mantra that Pat was talking about last week, Om Namah Shivaya, and this is done by Deva Pramal, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. And I'll see you back here in a moment. Enjoy. Shivaya. That just simply means divine lives inside of me. God is within me and I am within God. That was Deva Pramal. For all of you who are just joining us, you are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I'm a metaphysical minister and life coach, and I am here with you every Wednesday starting today from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. So I hope you join me. There's also a Facebook page for this show if that sort of thing interests you, and it's the same name as the show, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. So hopefully you'll join us on Facebook. We are talking today about faith, and there are lots and lots of things that have been said about faith, and one of my favorite quotes is actually from Albert Einstein, and I think most people know who Einstein was. And Einstein said that deep emotional conviction of the presence of a superior reasoning power, which is revealed in the incomprehensible universe, forms my idea of God. That's what I was talking about before, is that if my faith gets shaken, all I have to do is look at the universe. All I have to do is notice an ocean or a mountain or a tree, for that matter. And it's incomprehensible, and yet there it is, living proof. You know, a lot of people in my life have said that you're supposed to have faith and not question. And I disagree with that. I think doubt is a real big part of faith. I think doubt is actually what strengthens faith. Because it's only when I have doubted and really asked the hard questions and looked for those answers that my faith was actually uplifted. My faith was actually strengthened. You know, Mahalia Jackson is one of my favorite singers of all times and said, "Faith and prayer are the vitamins of the soul. Man cannot live in health without them. Neither can women, for that matter." And so Gandhi, who I'm sure everybody knows who Gandhi is, faith is not something to grasp. It is a state to grow into. And I think that that's really what prompted me to want to do this show today about faith, is because what I know from my own life is that when I have a clear, solid sense of faith, then it's really hard to shake me. Or if I get shaken, then it's really easy to come back into that serenity that I think of as sort of the overall feeling of life when I am centered in my faith. And if we have had trauma, and, you know, who hasn't? If we have had extreme difficulties in our lives, I think it's hard to keep that centered faith. And so we have to ask those hard questions of, what do I really believe in? What really matters to me? What can I actually count on? And for me, even when emotionally or spiritually I feel too hurt or too empty to reach for and to feel that faith, or mentally maybe I'm too confused to actually have a sense of that faith, science will do it for me. All I have to do is think about the unified field theory with quantum physics, and all of a sudden I remember, oh yeah, it's already been proven. I don't even have to wonder about it anymore. It's already been proven that what science knows, that mystics and teachers have been saying forever throughout human history, there is one energy in the universe, and that energy is self-replicating. That energy moves towards harmony. That energy wants, it's like you could call it love. You could call it the energy of life itself. And I don't have to actually feel it in any given moment to know that it's actually there. Because all I have to do is look around, and then I can see that, and I can know that. And so, you know, one of the things that I've heard a lot of people talk about is, what we might call the dark night of the soul, and also the phrase, a leap of faith. And so I wanted to just look at both of those two, because they're such a, they seem like they're contradictory. They seem like they're at opposite ends of the spectrum. But you know what? In my experience, I've discovered that they kind of go together, like so many other opposites that we think of in human life. Because the dark night of the soul is when, it's a phrase, I guess, that's been used to talk about when we don't really feel that connection, when we feel lost from that source of life that's in our own hearts. Some people talk about it as losing faith. For me, it's never felt like a losing of faith, because I don't think that's possible. It has felt like shaken, that my faith has been badly shaken sometimes. And that's what I would call a dark night of the soul, because I don't feel that connection. And I don't know how to reconnect myself into that feeling state. But to me, that's what faith is that I know it's there, even though I can't touch it. That's what, for me, faith is. That's why faith is different than trust, in my opinion. Because for me, and as a psychologist, what I've discovered is that trust is earned. Trust is something that it just, it's like, I will only trust you if you've proven to be trustworthy. It is an earned something, and it's different than faith. To me, faith is just there. And Pat and I were talking about this last week, and I think it's an interesting thing to consider, is we first of all have to decide that we are going to have faith. We have to know what we have faith in. And I think you have to go inside and ask yourself the tough questions to actually discover what that is. Because if you don't know what you have faith in, then how can your faith ever be strong? How can your faith ever be the foundation or the support for your life that it could be if you don't even know what it's in? So that's the question I'm going to keep asking, is what is your faith based on? What do you have faith in? And I believe that faith is a lot like grace. Or maybe it's that faith happens through grace. Because I believe we have to be willing to have faith. But when faith comes, when we actually experience it, I think it's an act of grace. It's a gift. Because I can't decide to have faith and then suddenly I have it. Faith is more than a belief. It may start as a belief, but faith is a real knowing. It is an experiential knowing. And that's why it can't ever be dissolved. That's why it can't be broken. It can be shaken, but it can't be broken. Because it is based on an experience of something. And once we've actually experienced it, nothing and no one can ever take that experience away from us. So the experiences that I've had of connection with God, whether it was in the woods as a little girl, or whether it was in that near-death experience where it seemed like I spent all those hours talking with God, or whether it's out of all the incredible miracles that have kept this body alive when it would have been much easier for this body to be dead, wherever that faith comes from, it's only through my will, my willingness to have faith, that faith can be there. But when I have that willingness and I experience that there is something, a power greater than me, that is always present, whether I feel it or believe in it or want it, doesn't matter. Once I've had that experience of it, then that faith is there. And so what I'm going to suggest to you is, if you have a sense that your faith is less than you want it to be, let your mantra be, I am willing. I am willing to have faith in whatever it is that you are willing to have faith in. It depends on what your beliefs are. And from the dark night of the soul, where we can't touch, we don't know, we don't feel, the faith and we feel like maybe it's been shattered. Let me tell you, it's not, because almost every dark night of the soul I've ever gone through or heard anybody go through, what happens is you come back out into the light of incredible faith. Sort of the other side of that is what people call a leap of faith. What does that mean? Well, we've been told by every spiritual teacher throughout time that the next step in whatever it is that we're wanting in our lives, whatever it is, whatever goal we have, whatever it is we're wanting, if we will take the next step, then the whole path will be laid out before us. The trick is, we are only shown the next step. We don't get to see the whole path. That's faith. But if we take that first step in faith, then the next step is shown. That's the promise. And that has always been true in my own life personally and in 25 or 30 years of counseling other people. I've seen it over and over. Most of us know what the first step is that we need to take in order to reach whatever goal it is that we've set for ourselves. But we get afraid to take that first step because we don't see the rest of how we're going to get there. You're not supposed to. You were never promised that you're going to get to see the whole thing. All you're promised is if you take that first step in faith, then you will see what the next step is. And then if you take that one, then guess what? You'll see what the next step is. That's what it means to take a leap of faith. It's not really a leap at all. It's just a step. And I will tell you from my own experience and from many people that I've worked with, those leaps of faith, those are what make life worth living. Those are what takes us from boring lives of quiet misery into lives where we're doing and living and being the people that make our heart sings, the people that make us who we've always wanted to be. And so I'm only on the show for an hour today, and it's just flown by. And so we are almost out of time. And I want to be sure before we close that I read you a couple of more quotes about faith. This is another favorite quote of mine by Gandhi. Gandhi says, "There is nothing that wastes the body like worry. And one who has any faith in God should be ashamed to worry about anything whatsoever." Oh, think about that. I always say worry is negative prayer. To me, that's one of the greatest benefits of faith, is that you can surrender whatever it is that you've been worrying about. You can surrender it to whatever you have faith in. I would say I surrender this to God, because worry is negative prayer. When you're worrying, you're focused on what you don't want, and you're in the process of creating it. That is a scientifically proven fact, as well as spiritual wisdom. And so, if you have any faith at all, then you can give up worry. It doesn't help. It just hurts your body. I love that. Paul Tillich, who is I think of as a Christian mystic, although he doesn't think of himself as a mystic, but he's a beautiful Christian writer. And I love a quote by him about faith. He says, "Faith consists in being vitally concerned with that ultimate reality to which I give the symbolical name of God. Whoever reflects earnestly on the meaning of life is on the verge of an act of faith." That's really what it's about. It's that quintessential spiritual question, who am I? What am I about? What is life about? William James, who is an incredible psychologist and one of my heroes in terms of psychological wisdom, he says there is but one cause of human failure, and that is man's lack of faith in his true self. The true self that William James is talking about is what I call the higher self, or what I call inner divinity, and that's the focus of the show every week. I hope you've gotten something out of this, and I want to really leave you with that question of, what is your faith based on? What do you have faith in? And are you willing to take that first step in faith, knowing that the next step will be shown to you? Are you willing to give up your worry and just surrender it and take that step in faith, knowing that the next step will be shown after you've taken that. That's really what I want to leave everybody with here today. And just in case we've got some teenagers listening to us, or you're a parent with a teenager, I want to let you know about a teen helpline that is here. This is for teens in particular. If you need to talk and there's no one there to listen, you can call the NEO Teen Helpline. And that number is 800-272-8336 to discuss any problem whatsoever. All calls are free and confidential, and they can be anonymous. The phones are open weekdays from 2 to 9 p.m. and open at other times when volunteers are available. For every teen out there, I want to let you know that there is someone who cares and they want to help. So remember, your call is confidential and it's free, and we really do care about you. The number again is 800-272-TEEN, T-E-E-N, or the numbers are 8336. 1-800-272-8336. I also want to let everybody know, if you would like to do underwriting for this show, we offer very cost-friendly rates here on WAIF, and we can target your underwriting to any show that you choose. You can call our underwriting experts at 513-351-1538 and find out how to get your information to our listeners. I am going to call that a wrap for the day. I hope you join me here back next week from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. And you can also find us live streaming on WAIF883.org. I also hope that you connect with us online at the Facebook page for this show, which is the same name as the show, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And I'd love to hear your comments, your feedback, what you'd like to hear about on the show. And I'm still really interested in hearing people's personal transformational stories. So we are going to close out, as always, with Faith Rivera's God Is, because I think this is the truth, and it really helps us when we remember that everywhere we are, God is everything we do. Where I am.